This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Brian St. Pierre from St. John's Prep as we continue our football coverage here for the North Shore. Coach St. Pierre, welcome.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, it was great to see your team last week, the 35-0 win over St. John's of Shrewsbury. And, you know, after the game, very pleased with the defense. So let me just start there. And after you looked at the game, it seemed like you guys were coming after the ball, you know, pretty quickly on Friday night.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty astute point of view. We practiced a drill called pursuit drill every day, and I think that our defense, one of the best things they do is they run to the ball. We're very, very aggressive, and we stress we want 11 halves at the ball and get into the frame of the video. You know, if you're not in the frame, then you're not in the game, and that's kind of what we stress, and I thought we did that really, really well. I think we do it well every week, but the other night was especially impressive.
You know, as you prepare the team, you know, for the playoffs and so on, is this something that's come along as it has improved, I would imagine, since the start of the season?
Yeah, I think our defense, the progression's been really good. You know, we talk a lot about progressions with our program, and where we start is not going to be where we end. And I think the defense has taken a lot of steps from that opening night, and that's really, really good to see. I think they're starting to settle in, know our schemes really well. We were really brand new on the back end. We had some experience back in the front seven, but it's always new, you know, starting over at the beginning of the year, and I like what I've seen so far.
Well, at the end of the game Friday night, you were not really willing to talk too much about the offense, had some red zone misses on Friday night. Are you willing to talk about them a bit now or what the plan might be for the offense moving forward?
Yeah, sure. it was accurate. I think my assessment was accurate post-game. We did not play well. We looked a little out of sorts, I think. And I think it's attributable to a couple things, but it doesn't really matter. We looked a little distracted. A guy here and there is just missing an assignment. And in effect, well, on offense, if you get 10 guys doing it right and one guy doing it wrong, it can affect you a lot more than it maybe you can get away with that on defense. On offense, you really can't. So that was what it was more about, little things. The effort was there. Certainly some execution was good, but it just wasn't as clean as I like it. I have a very high bar for our offense, and they failed to meet it that night, and I told them that, and they knew it. They didn't need to be told it, but I, as a teacher that I am, I wanted a little constructive feedback for them, and I think they took it well, and we'll be better this week.
Well, let me follow up on teacher and constructive criticism or whatever in the sense that I was down on the field after the game, and I was impressed with the way that, because you have large numbers of players on the sidelines, how you broke down into groups. Tell our listeners about that piece, because I don't think I'd really seen that before in high school football teams, maybe here and there, but you basically had maybe 5-6 different groups with assistant coaches meeting right after the game.
Yeah, I address the group like we do at the end of every practice as well. I address the group, and then I tell them last thing they need to do is get with your coaches. So that means once we're done the big talk, you break off into your position groups with your coach so he can kind of tell you what he saw, things that we want to work on, things that we want to get better upon for next week, but also things that we did well that we liked. I just think it's important for the players to have that relationship with their position coaches as well, and I like my position coaches to have a voice with their players. I don't want it to always be my voice. So that's just something we've always done, and I think it works well for us.
Yeah, and obviously I think it's a great time to catch the athletes at a moment right after the game like that for whether it's 5 minutes or whatever. I think it's a great opportunity, timed well, if you will. Tell me about your defensive coordinator, Brian, Chris Talios.
Yep, Chris has been with me since 2018, and he's a young coach. He's done a tremendous job. He coached previously at Wakefield for a while, and he's just a guy that's done a really good job. We've transitioned to a 3-4 defense. That was really something I wanted to get to eventually, and we just weren't made up for it yet staff-wise, but we had some changes, and when I named him defensive coordinator last year, we kind of made that transition, and he's been great. And we've assembled a really good defensive staff, a lot of young coaches. But he's very unassuming in the way he does it. He's not a big, loud guy. He's very technical, and he he kind of likes to sit back a little and take the whole thing in, which I really appreciate on his point of view that way. And just been really, really pleased with how we mesh, he and I, being the two play callers, if you will. And I think it's a really good relationship.
Nice. Tell me, for our listeners and me too, what would be the advantage as you see it from to transition to that 3-4 defense?
There's just something, most of the teams I played on, specifically in the NFL, were 3-4 defenses, and they were the best defenses that I ever played with. Talking about Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, I mean, certainly had some very good personnel as well. But I just liked it. From the quarterback point of view, going against it, it created more variables for an offense to have to take into account. It's more multiple. And I also think if you play it correctly, it can be a little bit more difficult to run against. And I just prefer it. And he kind of is on the same page with that, so that meshed well.
Nice. All right, final questioning or area here would be Friday's game. You're at Malden Catholic, back into the Catholic Conference. They're 2-3. Last week they lost to BC High 24-14. But this is a program, the trajectory is moving up, right? Malden Catholic in the last several years. But how do you see the matchup Friday?
Yeah, I mean, they're much improved from last year. Their coach, Joe Gaff, does a great job. He's invested in the school. I believe he coaches swim over there, too. He's a great guy. So they're good people. They're good staff, and they got those kids playing hard. Their game against BC High was very, very tight throughout. BC High is having a really good year. So it's going to be a typical Catholic Conference bout. It's not going to be what it was the other night for us. We know it's going to be a challenge on the road. They're a very scrappy group. This history between the schools and the programs, we're very aware that they're not overly fond of us, and that's okay. That adds to the flavor of the night. So we're looking forward to it. We want to get back on the field, I think, especially offensively. We're looking forward to it.
And finally, for them, what do they offer offensively? What are the complications that they present to you? Run, pass, combination?
Yeah, combination. The quarterback is a good athlete, but their top guy is I believe his name's Williams, his last name. And all I know is he's number 4, and he jumps off the screen. He's very fast. He's a slot back, running back, receiver type, slash kind of. They just try to get him the ball as much as possible because he's very athletic and electric with the ball in his hand. So we're going to have to be cognizant of where he is at all times.
Well, Brian, Malden Catholic may not like you guys, but we like you. So,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, not that you need a little encouragement here, Brian. But anyways, Brian, great talking with you, and good luck on Friday night.
Bill, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on again.
Take care, Brian St. Pierre, head football coach at St. John's Prep.